I'd like to introduce Brett Duke, who is assigned to our River Parish's Bureau, but was here during Katrina. And Brett, how long have you been at the paper now?
5 years now.
5 years. He's a youngster, so.
Uh-oh.
And he's from Alabama.
Yep.
So don't hold that against him.
How's everybody doing today? Good. I stayed in LaPlace, Louisiana, and I rode the storm out in the St. John the Baptist Parish, Percy Abra building, which is their government building. And Monday morning, we awoke to the storm, and we immediately started, like, you know, checking St. John and St. Charles Parish, looking for any type of devastation, in which it was very minimal compared to New Orleans. It was, you know, flooded streets. We had power, you know, all the power lines were down, and so on down the road. From there, I decided I need to get into New Orleans. I knew that that was the next thing I needed to do. And I contacted Ted here. And me and Ted ended up getting together and loading my canoe on my car and driving into New Orleans Tuesday afternoon. And we began our, we canoed through Poydras Street and all that area. These are from the convention center. When we entered the convention center, it was really hard because there were all these rumors flying around about what was going on there, what was happening. That first thing that morning, we heard that there was a lot of commotion going over on at the Superdome. When we ran to the Superdome, then we heard that they were going to be that everybody was going to march across the bridge. So we went to check that out, and that's when we heard that the convention center was loaded with people, and we made our way up there. At that time, we had another photographer came by and picked us up in his truck, and like this group of journalists, like just all we all like jumped on top of this truck, and our car was back at we stayed that night at this hotel that we ended up. Another journalist from Houston allowed us to stay in their hotel. So we took off up to the convention center. We parked probably like three blocks before the convention center because we didn't want to like come up and drive up in a car with, you know, all these journalists sitting along, you know, on top of it, on the sides of it. And here again, we still have this in the back of our mind that there's all these rumors that there's violence and we're just not really sure what we're going to walk into right now. I was horrified. I was absolutely, I knew that I needed to get in there and tell these people's story, but I wasn't sure how we were going to be perceived. So when we began walking into the convention center, the first thing I saw when we were about a block from it was you could hear like car alarms going off. You could hear windows breaking, and it was in this parking garage as we start entering into the convention center area. And I immediately began losing it. we made that other block, and we were received by Angela Perkins, who took me, Ted, and another journalist and began just giving us a tour. She knew what she wanted to do with us. She immediately grabbed us and started taking us and showing us the people there without water, without food. And she took us and she showed us, you know, bodies out front, and we went into the convention center, and she gave us a tour of the inside. And then on the way out, when we came back outside, a lot of this is such a blur to me. Seriously, you know, I mean, you're like in autopilot mode during this. That's how I was. I was, you know, it was, every time the camera came down, it was, I just couldn't believe this was going on. I couldn't believe the community that I've covered is sitting at the convention center without food and water, with dead people out front. It was it was such a surreal experience. And, you know, every time a camera came down, you were just, I was overtaken with this, with these feelings. So I put the, but every time it came back up, you know, there came that autopilot mode. I was, I also was reunited with Angela just recently. We found her in San Antonio, Texas. And she's living with her family.
Talk about her t-shirt.
Yeah. So I show up and she's wearing this t-shirt. Like, whoa.
There we go.
And that's her, and she's got her family there. She's got a new job, and she's doing really good. And it was somewhat healing for me. You're there at the convention center. You have this woman who just, you know, goes down on her knees and screams for help for all those people. For her, for her family. She lost her granddaughter for a few hours, I think, and that, I mean, think about, I mean, I can't. And you photograph this moment where this woman is on her knees, and then you know, it's like you're never going to see this person again. Or are you? Well, we found her, and it was somewhat healing for me to go and meet her. You know, I didn't really get a chance to meet her at the convention center. It was just us running through, and I got to meet her family. That's her son, Alton. They called Nose. And we hung out for 2 days, and it meant a lot to me. It meant a whole lot to me to see her and to see her family doing well. And the day before the convention center, me and Ted during our when we went to the Superdome, when we canoed to the Superdome, Ted worked inside the dome. We decided to sort of break up because, you know, we're two photographers working for the same newspaper in the same boat. Gee, we're going to both come back with a bunch of the same pictures, right? So, like Angela Perkins, Ted has, you know, a picture of Angela just as I have Angela, and probably every picture I'm showing, he has also. So he went inside, and I'm sure he's going to be showing a picture that he shot inside, and I worked the outside. We were coming up, people were just coming from in all directions, and to the Superdome, and this was the day before the convention center shoot, coming up in boats, wading through water, chest deep, I-10, Poitras, everyone sitting out waiting for the boats to come get them. I went on went with the NOPD while they were on patrol, and this was, what is this, Jeff Davis? No, Bayou St. John Charity Hospital. I was blown away when I went to the airport, and they were what they use for, you know, to load planes with baggages. They're using people to using to get people on and off planes. This was right before we went on a flight with the mayor. We were in the Hyatt. It was just he was tired. This was during our flight with the mayor. And I just want to say that my heart goes out to everyone affected by this hurricane. And I really appreciate y'all letting me show some pictures today. All right.